Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on a Building Fortunes radio show with Coach Irvin Harris. So those people unfamiliar with Irvin Harris, you have to realize that Irvin Harris has been around the coaching business for a super-duper long time. He's coached football. He's coached basketball. He's coached men. He's coached women, or the younger versions of men and women, both in college and also otherwise. Been a national champion. And we are working right now through his basketball season, so he's working on becoming a national champion again this year in, I guess it's Division II college basketball. So we'll learn a little bit more about that as we go. But Coach Irvin, besides being a basketball coach, he's a friend of ours. So when I was doing Building Fortunes Radio, and we were talking about our KISC, K-I-S-C, which is our Keep It Simple Circle Source Training, I had kind of reached out to him and said, hey, listen, let's do some stuff together. I know you have a
Hello.
And I said, oops, can you hear me okay?
Okay.
You know, I might have
broke up a little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think I have a dead spot in my room. So if I lean back just a little bit, I think it's zapping me. But anyway, so and just yell out if I disappear. This way I can try to figure out where that dead spot might be. But ever since we've had hurricanes in Florida, there's been some challenges with stuff. Anyway, so having said any or all of that, we've been here talking about different and various things with a great friend of ours, Coach Irvin Harris. He's got a domain name that we're moving around and kind of playing around with, basketballcoach.news. What else would you call it? So if you go to basketballcoach.news, you'll see the old site. It's probably going to be moved maybe by the next time that you hear it. But we are here today to be able to help document the success of some of the people on his basketball team and also talk about stuff as well as philosophy. And it's just a great opportunity to be able to have a friendly conversation with a good friend of ours, Coach Irvin Harris. And Irvin Harris is over in New Hampshire. So for those people listening in, Coach Irvin, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thanks, Peter, for having me here on the show. You know, it's always been a pleasure working directly with you. And as far as the D2, that would be the USCAA Division II, which operates under the leagues of the League of the NCAA, and the USCAA is for small colleges, and the national tournaments are, you know, hosted. You know, several of them were in Pennsylvania. I've been back into the USCAA for going on my 10th year back. I was coaching the women as an assistant, you know, back in 2011 to 2013. That's at NHTI, and I left for a year and went to the NCAA Division II St. Anselm Hawks on the women's side. And I tell you, the experience coaching at the NCAA Division II level, the athletes are very good. It's not easy for students to get those scholarships. It's very competitive, extremely competitive. And, you know, I just like to say it's really glad to be back, you know, in on the show and sharing some information with other coaches who are listening. You know, maybe people will look to have certain specific questions answered, you know, and they can call in future shows and, you know, we could try to answer some of the questions. But first, Peter, I was wondering, is it, you know, is it okay to go ahead and get started and, you know, do a little recap of last week?
It is your radio. It is your radio show. You can do whatever you want on your own radio show. I just like hearing your voice.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. You're an awesome, awesome guy and a really good friend. Well, I would like to welcome everyone back to the show. And what I'd like to do is I would like to, you know, take some time to revisit last week. You know, I like to, you know, say the highlights from last week's episode. And that show was truly inspiring. I know I was thrilled to have the leading scorer of the NHTI men's basketball team from last year, Joe Canty, on the show. His insights to leadership, teamwork, being a great role model, I feel that that was very incredible, and it was valuable to anyone listening in. I'm looking forward to having Joseph back on the show, because it would be great for him to share with us, you know, some of the information on his overcoming the adversities. You know, Peter, he had mentioned being involved in an accident and breaking his ankle, which took away some scholarship opportunities from him. And, you know, there may be some other information that Joe will be able to share with us in the future, not only about the adversity that he ran into. Other people out there run into adversities, and they give up. You know, Joe, with his perseverance, is one of those young men that is so often discounted by many others. And I have seen him over the past 2.5 years that I've known him. The guy just comes back. He's faced adversity over and over again in just a short period of time, and things happen. Things happen that you least expect to happen. You have practices scheduled. You have events that are canceled. You know, we'll talk about an event or some of the things that have occurred in our practices recently. But, you know, we'll get to that. I'd also like to reflect back upon the other guests that we had last week. That was Mr. Mark Sills. It was really nice to have him on the show. You know, just a little bit more about his background and to honor him. I mean, there's so much more. You know, I'm sure him and Joe will be back on some future shows to answer some questions and provide a little bit more insight on the things that they're doing, and we'll learn a little bit more about their experiences. But Mark, he's a remarkable community organizer from the Wilmington, Delaware area, and what he shared with us from last week is his extensive background in organizing events and initiatives that have had a significant impact on the youth in the community that he's in. And some of the things that I was pretty impressed with was the collaborations that he's had with major NBA teams, such as the Philadelphia 76ers, the Atlanta Hawks, the Washington Wizards, and I don't know if they're still active or operating, but he had worked also with the Delaware 87ers. They are a D-League team out of the Delaware area. That's, you know, an area where he's done an awful lot of work, and we mentioned last week that he was inducted into the Delaware State Athletics Hall of Fame. That's the college over there. They call themselves the Hornets. And, you know, he's recognized, and he's being given an award because of the dedication that he has given into sports to many, many young athletes, you know, providing them what that means for a positive change in their lives. And as a coach, as an organizer, Mark's commitment to empowering the youth through supportive services on the East Coast, that's what earned him that award that he's getting. You know, he not only worked with those NBA teams, but he also was recognized by the Philadelphia House of Representatives, as well as the mayor's office. And what I picked up from him in the conversations that I've had with him prior to the show, the man has a passion for community development and the youth engagement, you know, and communicating with him and also working with him, because he did send some prospects my way that I was able to recruit, and they wound up being successful. You know, I'm looking forward, and I'm excited about the prospects of having him back on the show in the future so we can at least explore more about the programs as well as the services he's offering. And, you know, those of you who have listened to the show last week, we hope that you enjoyed that episode as much as we did. I know as much as I did in doing it. And in this show, as well as, you know, any other shows in the future, I'm looking forward to bringing the audience, you know, more insightful discussions, you know, on, you know, some of the topics that we will talk about. You know, there are things that, again, as I mentioned, Peter, that happens that are least expected. We always got to be ready for those things. And based upon the events of the past week and also the events as of today or tomorrow, so to speak, you know, I think it's real important when we as coaches, as leaders, put together a plan. That plan should always be about helping the team or the individuals you're working with to be able to move forward, to break habits, or should I say bad habits. And when you're putting together a foundation, you have to put together a foundation of success. You know, Peter, first you got to start with a mission statement, but you have to have that foundation. It's so important. Nothing stands on a weak foundation. Nothing. You can't get a house to stay if you don't have a strong foundation. A marriage won't work on a weak foundation. I can't think of anything that will work, Peter, that doesn't have that solid foundation to help whatever you're building or whatever you're doing stand. I can't think of anything. Hello, you there, Peter? Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm still on. Hopefully I'm still connected. Well, here's some of the things I was thinking about in reference to foundation and building. Foundations, you know, are built not only on individual, but they're built within teams. And habits that individuals have or teams, they need to work towards breaking those habits, because if you don't break those habits, you need to understand that those habits can not only hinder your personal growth, but as a collective process, you know, on a team, student athletes, they need to manage their time. And they need to do that effectively, because that is very, very crucial to the success that they have. Just today, I spoke with the team about some of the challenges that we have had over the week, over the past week. I mean, everything went really, really great for the first practices that we started off with. I have a very young team, and it's something when you put the plan together and you start working directly with the athletes that you have. And when they're young, they're not used to college and college life. They need to prepare themselves for all of the work that you expect them to do as athletes that you're working with. Get ready for practice, be in practice on time, manage their time, set time aside for their schoolwork, set that time aside for practice, and so on and so forth. And this is something that they need to document, or they need to calendar those events each and every day and follow that calendar. Peter, you mentioned in previous shows, you talked about...
When you asked me a question, I freaked out because I was on mute. I didn't want to make any background noise, and I accidentally hit the disconnect button instead of the unmute button. So I'm here. But we should let's do this. Let's run our commercial break. Let's run our commercial break real quick because I love what you're saying, and we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to our great friend. His name is Coach Irvin Harris. He's a basketball coach over in New Hampshire, and we're learning a lot from him, and he's providing this platform for his players and coaches, assistant coaches as well. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Ringles here with Coach Irvin Harris. You can go to basketballcoach.news. That'll be up and running in just a little bit, but it'll probably be there if you're listening to this on a replay. Coach, thanks for being here, and back to you.
Peter, thank you so much. I kind of knew that something had happened with the with your connection, which, you know, we've been doing this long enough to where I'm looking at the phone and I'm saying, okay, we're still active, and you know, we can still move on. And that commercial came at a perfect time, because when it comes to sports, when it comes to getting your team ready to play, ready to perform, practice is extremely important. And part of everyday practice, students need to balance their academics, the athletics, and their personal life. And doing all that, that requires discipline and focus. The students, athletes, they need to prioritize their responsibilities, and they have to establish a structured schedule. They have to do that to set themselves up for success, not only in the classroom, taking care of their school assignments, but they have to do it each and every day of practice. It's not easy to be a student athlete. And sometimes in college communities, people within the community, they come down on the athletes, whether they're basketball players, football players. You know, I don't know, Peter, you think maybe it's because sometimes they get negative information, or anytime any situations or incidents occur involving an athlete, it's unfortunate when some things happen, but in the news, things are sometimes blown more out of proportion than they really should be. And student athletes get a bad rap, when out of reality, if you think about it, they hold down jobs. You know, the ones that aren't scholarship athletes, they're working to get themselves in a position to where they can not only get that education, but they have dreams. And part of their dreams is playing at the college basketball level. And the school that I'm at actually gives them the opportunity to be able to achieve those dreams. And, you know, I mentioned Mark at the start of the show. That's one of the reasons why he's working with young adults, to prepare them and help them to get ready for the experiences that the young men are getting right here at the college that I'm working at. So, you know, as I mentioned, that structure in class, you know, on the court, or, you know, for any athletes that play on the field, they have to do everything that they need to do to get ready. And it's our job as coaches, is our role in coaches, to help them throughout this journey. We have to have a well-crafted practice plan. You know, the foundation of that plan is what helps our teams be successful. It ensures that every minute that we spend together with the team is purposeful. And it's also aimed at helping them to not only improve the skills that they need to execute out there on the court, but the fostering of teamwork is extremely important. It helps to build that strong team culture. And any coaches out there who are able to establish the clear objectives and the expectations to empower their athletes to strive for excellence, you're doing all the right things. And one of the things I did today is I presented I would like to call it a mission plan. And that mission plan started last year in my second year as the head coach at the college. And it's based upon not just using words. Teams will get together, and they will say in a break, before they break, when they're together during timeouts or at the end of practice, they will use, okay, team on three, one, two, three, team. And they will say family on three, one, two, three, family. Team and family, those are great words. Families, husbands and wives work together as teams. And family is who the husband and wife, as the leader of the family, works together, those that are functional, to keep that family together. Now, a team, the coach with a great mission, with a great plan, they're able to overcome the unexpected events that can occur throughout the course of that day's practice. Well, at our college, I had an unplanned and unexpected event that occurred, and it's really a good one. And the reason why I'm saying it's good is not every day that the President of the United States comes to your college for a presentation. Well, you find out hours or less than a few days that, hey, your college is on the agenda and the president's going to be there. Well, that happened. I'm not really going to mention the date and time, but I'm going to say within the next week, just to be safe and giving information out there. The president's going to be at our college. I don't know if it's talked about on the news. It probably is. I haven't turned the television on. But our practice plan had to change, and there had to be adjustments made because the authorities have to come in and sweep the area. They have to make sure that everything is in order. And I can say that everything, from my observation, and even from some of the adjustments that I had to make in my plans, everything seemed to be in order. It's something, it reminded me of when I was a manager years ago at McDonald's when comps were done. The company would come in and they would do an assessment of how the store is running and operating. The assessment on the cleanliness, the service that's provided to the customers that come into the store, and all the managers were always antsy and jumping up and down, and they appeared to be more excited than normal. And as a teenager going into my 20s, Peter, I was never like them. I always felt that if you do what you're supposed to do, and you're working to get the job done, why should any other special day be any different than the day that you're currently working in? I never could understand why the management team or those in charge would all of a sudden start cleaning the store. They would literally have the employees taking toothbrushes and getting down on the baseboards and cleaning the baseboards with toothbrushes. I mean, I would like to think if I went to a store, Peter, or a restaurant, that restaurant would be clean all the time. And see, if you have a good plan and you're coaching, you would want your operation to run as smoothly as possible all the time. And I started at the top of the show talking about building that found habit, that foundation for success, and I also mentioned breaking habits. Well, if you create habits that are going to help lead you to success, and you implement within the habits that you create, and you implement that on a day-to-day basis, it will make everything run much smoother for you along the way, because if you're doing all the right things, Peter, along the way, how can you go wrong? How can you, Peter?
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense. Well, it's kind of exciting that you guys are going to be visited by someone and learning about the security that they do for one president and not for presidential candidates. Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. This is going to be fascinating. Well, the cool thing is, just as a recap, we're going to run out of time. You had a great young gentleman, Joseph Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, on our last radio show, and he was wonderful, and we hope to have him back. And then you had Mark Sills, who's equally just really great but at a different level because he's been around coaching forever, and he was excellent as well. So these lessons that we're teaching and you're educating people on are actually being put into practice live, literally, this season, and we're watching the effective results as we go through this stuff. So I just love this stuff and love to be able to document it and also go through the things that you're going through and experiencing as you're going through and experiencing all the different things, moving through and chucking and jiving through all the different changes that are thrown at you on your way to becoming focused and making sure you're going to win another national championship. So we got about another minute left. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, you know, Peter, wrapping it up, because you know there's always so much to speak about, and when it comes to leadership.
We'll be back.
Leadership plays a pivotal role in this process that I'm involved in all processes, just like Mark from last week and just like Joe, who was in on our show. It's very important for guys like myself and Mark, including guys like you, Peter, in doing what you're doing to provide this platform, you know, the Keep It Simple circle. I'm really glad that you called me and ask me to reengage and get involved, because those listening, and we're going to have a lot of young people listening to these shows, developing these young leaders within a team, it not only enhances performance, but it also builds the resilience and accountability of these young people. You know, when team members take ownership of their roles and support one another, that entire group becomes stronger. So as a coach, by me fostering that environment where accountability is embraced, it encourages those individuals to challenge themselves and each other, and that creates a culture of excellence. And see, that's what I'm working on. It happens naturally. I'm watching it, a work in progress, and there's always going to be some type of adversity that's going to pop up. Things are going to happen that you least expect. But you know, Peter, when we build that foundation, when we have the Keep It Simple circle, the KISC, if we are able to implement the KISC modality, how can you go wrong? You can't go wrong. And, you know, I'm definitely looking to move forward and focusing on helping others break those habits that hold them back. And we have to manage our time wisely. And as coaches, we have to provide that supportive environment and lay that solid foundation for our teams. Because if we do that together, we all can help build that legacy of leadership and accountability and success for others, if we provide them with not only information, but help them to focus on the foundation that they need so they can make it happen. So we can make it happen when we implement it within our environment. So, Peter, I tell you, man, just listening throughout the years, I turned the car on, and I heard one of the old shows from 10 years ago. And I'm listening to myself. I said, is that me? And I sounded, I'm not saying that I sound old now, but I seem to be so vibrant. You know, the energy was there. I'm not losing any energy, but I tell you, it's wonderful to be back doing this. And, Peter, I hope more than anything that our audience gets something out of this. And, yes, I'm looking forward to having those two gentlemen back on the show because we need to fill in some blanks and get some questions that others have within their lives answered just through their experience. And I'm just going to end this with saying how proud I am of how Joseph is handling not only mentoring the young athletes that are on the team. I'm definitely looking forward to getting, you know, having him share his information. And I'm even more looking forward to the success that I know that that young man is going to have within this program. And, Peter, thank you so much for providing this platform so we can share our stories. And, you know, anyone else that winds up wanting to become involved in these efforts, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Plus, I still have my story to tell as well. And thank you for providing me this platform, Peter, to be able to not only talk about experiences real time, but even be able to reflect upon some of the experiences that made me who I am today from the past. And as long as I'm here, as long as there's tomorrow, there's nothing wrong with me doing what I need to do for myself to become a better person so I can at least help others pave that path so they could be a success in their lives and in the things that they do, Peter.
Excellent. Well, one of the reasons why I want you to do this radio show is so we can talk about your experiences, but also the live experiences of what's happening with young individuals, boys, girls, or supportive members today. Because I think sports is such an important ingredient in so many people's lives to help them stay on the right path. And we'll talk about that in some other radio shows as well. I texted you, I know you were just before the radio show, I texted you something of a tragic nature where a young man that became a rapper wound up getting shot, and he happened to, we had a little bit of close ties to this. When I say we, he used to be best friends or one of the best friends with my adopted nephew. So long story, but it was a young man that went down a different path, and unfortunately he's not alive today. So I know that a lot of, and it could happen in any profession I know or any path that people go to, but the reality is that more than less likely, kids that follow the correct path with sports, I have found, have a statistically probably higher level of success, not just in sports, but in life in general, because of the disciplines and the crowds that they hang around. So we'll talk about that maybe next time. We'll weave that into some of the different things we're talking about in Building Fortunes Radio. So,
can
I don't know if
one last thing. I'll do it really quick.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I've stuck with young men for years. They have a dream. They have a goal. One of that goal is they want to play basketball. They also want to get a college education. There's a young man from the Georgia area who I spoke with for at least probably about a couple of years. And come to find out, he really didn't have a father present in his life. He had a difficult time in getting everything together to be able to attend college. And finally, he was able to get some things straight in his life. He, from what I know from my conversations and dialogues with him, he wasn't involved in those things that some young people get involved in. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, the people around here, they will try to stop me from achieving my goals, you know, from living my dreams. And unfortunately, you know, he for him, But fortunately, but unfortunately, it was an unfortunate situation. It was very tragic. He got everything together to where he was able to attend NHTI. And a couple of people from his neighborhood, they entered into his apartment where he was sleeping, and they executed him, Peter.
Oh, my.
And on his, yeah, it's terrible. On his obituary, you know, when I read the obituary, it stated that, you know, he didn't get to live out his dream of attending college in NHTI. And you want to talk about a very talented, well-spoken, nice young man. He's not only nice, but he was nice-looking. And see, being able to give others that opportunity to not only get an education, but to achieve and reach their dreams, that's one of the things that drives me to even do what I'm doing, Peter. It's important.
Absolutely.
And any time you can
enhance the
lives of those you touch. Yep, keep it simple. Circle is a good thing, a great idea. And thank you so much for calling me in. I'll send you a link to where you can read that young man and, you know, what it said about him not being able to achieve his dream. It's sad stuff, and it is tragic. So prayers in my heart goes out to the family of the young man that lost his life to senseless acts.
Thinking. Bad stuff. So we're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, look for the Coach Irvin Harris Radio Show. We have a guest page for him as well, and he's also building basketballcoach.news. So we'll see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.